非常感谢主，我今天能够在这里做见证，心里很喜乐。
I want to thank the Lord because I'm here and I can testify for the Lord.
因为一个多星期前，我的姨父接受了耶稣做他的救主。
Because last week, my uncle, received the Lord.
我的姨父啊，实际上是我太太的姨父。
Actually, he's not my uncle, he's my wife's uncle.
我和我太太结婚以后呢，我就按照他那边也是管他叫姨父。
After I got married with my wife, I began to call him uncle also.
我姨父这个人很聪明，很有才华。
And my uncle was someone who is very smart and very talented.
在他们那个年代啊，能够上学已经是很不容易的事情。
And in the days when he grew up, for him to be able to get an education, was a very difficult thing.
更不要说有什么课外班，你可以学什么琴棋书画的，是没有。
And much less to speak of the extracurriculars, those were virtually impossible for him to take.
但是他聪明好学。
But he was, eager to learn. He was very smart.
所以他下的一手好棋。
And so, he was very good at playing chess.
在当地啊，是啊，有一些名气的。
And at that time, he gained some local fame.
而且呢，他很喜欢音乐，自学了音乐。
He also liked music. He taught himself to play music.
他可以识乐谱，可以啊，演奏乐器。歌唱的也很好。
He taught himself to read the sheet music. He could play, instruments, and he had a great singing voice as well.
最早呢，他是在一家国营的大企业，就是一个做建筑工程的一个企业里面做工程师。
And he initially worked at a state-owned construction company as an engineer.
那他们这个，工作的性质呢，流动性很大。就是哪里有工程，他们就去那边去做工程，做完了就到下一个地方。
He had to travel frequently for his work, because whenever he finished one project, they would move to the next project.
那机缘凑巧，他们就来到了我姨所在的家乡。
And it came to pass that he came to the village that my aunt lived at.
在那边啊，做修一个水库，要建一个水坝。
And there they had to fix a dam and a water reservoir. And so,
因此他也就认识了我姨。
And so that was how he met my aunt.
我姨啊，非常爱慕这个多才多艺、有心地善良正直的姨父。
And so my aunt fell in love with my uncle who.Was very talented and very smart and very full of integrity.
后来他们就恋爱了。
And so they fell in love.
那我姨父也为了爱情啊，为了能够和姨长相守，他就后来辞去了这个令人羡慕的这个国营大企业的工程师的职位。
And so in order to be with my aunt,He resigned from this well-paying job and this prestigious job to pursue a life with her.
因为工程做完了以后，他们这个公司就要去别的地方，但是他就留在了当地的一个小学做教师。
Because originally, when they were done with the project, he would have moved on to another place, but he decided to resign from his job and then teach at a local elementary school.
但是后来呢，他也成为了这个学校的校长。
Eventually becoming the school's principal.
这个就是啊，我姨和姨父之间浪漫的爱情故事。
And this was the story of romance between my aunt and my uncle.
那我太太小时候啊，我很长的一段时间是和姨父生活在一起的。
My wife lived for a long time with my aunt and uncle when she was growing up.
所以啊，她和姨和姨父之间有着很深的感情。
And so, she has deep affection for them.
当我们结婚来到了美国读书。
When we got married and we came to the States to study.
在那个期间我们也认识了主，接受了主耶稣。
In that period of time, we came to know the Lord. We received him as our Savior.
后来我们就搬到加州来工作。
Then we moved to California for work.
后来我们有了我们的第一个孩子，就是我们的儿子。
Then we had our first son.
那我儿子也是主所赐的。
A son who the Lord gave to me.
当然这个主恩的故事今天没有时间在这里讲。
And today I don't have the time to tell the story of how God gave us our son.
但是我们历经千辛万苦终于有了这个儿子。
But it was through great difficulty that we received a son.
那姨和姨父知道了以后也非常的高兴。
And so after my aunt and uncle heard the news, they were also very happy.
所以我们就帮他们做了签证，让他们能够过来看望我太太，还有照顾我太太和孩子。
So we helped them to obtain visas so that they could come and also help to care for my wife and child.
我们也带他们来到了就是这个教会。
And we also brought them to the church meeting here.
也希望他们像我们一样能够接受主耶稣。
We hoped that they too, as we did, would receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢主，他给了我的姨一颗柔软的心。
And we thank the Lord because he gave my aunt a soft heart.
让他因着主的爱，因着弟兄姐妹的帮助，接受了主耶稣。
So that with the Lord's help, with the help of the brothers and sisters, she came to receive the Lord.
我姨父呢，他也喜欢来教会。
My uncle, he too liked to come to the church meetings.
他特别喜欢唱诗歌，就像我们刚才所唱的诗歌。
He in particular enjoyed singing the hymns.
他觉得这些诗歌呀，旋律很优美，给人一种平静安稳的这种感觉。
He thought that they were very calming. He really enjoyed the beauty of the melodies.
但是他对于所听得到，在心里却不能够接受。
But with regard to the word and the messages that he heard, he could not accept it in his heart.
因为这跟他以前长期以来所受的这个无神论的教育是相抵触的。
Because it was such a contrast to the atheistic education that he had received in China.
那更重要的是他觉得没有好像需要去改变他的长期的这个观念和思想。
But more importantly, he felt like there was no need for him to change his concepts and his ideas.
多年以来他凭着他的努力，凭着他的才华，处处受人尊敬。
For many years, by his own strength, through his own talents, he was well respected by all.
儿女们好像也很工作安稳。
And his children also had stable careers.
那要去改变他的思想，他觉得没有必要啊，对吧？那么多的新的问题到底有没有神？神是谁？罪是什么？我们和神，我们人和神之间有什么样的关系？我们来到这个世界上有什么样的意义和目的？这么许多的问题对他来说是一个负担。
For him to think of these deep and heavy questions, it was a burden. For him to think about why are we here? Is there a God? What is the fate of man? He didn't want to think about these things because he felt it was a burden.
活在当下，快快乐乐的活在当下，有什么不好的呢？
Is there any, he thought there was nothing wrong with him just to live in the pleasures of his life.
为什么要去思想那么多累人的事情呢？
So why, he thought, why do I have to think of these things which make us worry?
所以我太太和我虽然尝试着想让他信主但是他是一个心里有了一个想法就绝不会改变的人。
So although my wife and I tried very hard to get him to believe, but yet he was the type of person who didn't change his mind easily.
20年来我太太常常给他打电话 每一回回国都去给他传福音，但是每一次收获的都是失望。
So for the past 20 years, my wife often called them on the phone, went back to visit them, and tried to continue to preach the gospel to them. But every time, the result was a supposed failure.
但是在人不能的，在神凡事都能。
But what is impossible with man is possible with God.
这个暑假，我太太带着我女儿，时隔四年再次回中国，然后也为她传福音的时候。
This summer, when my wife took my daughter back to China after 4 years and preached the gospel again to them.
出人意料的是，这一次我姨父竟然说他愿意接受。
Very surprisingly, at this point, my uncle said that he was willing to receive the Lord.
我太太非常的激动。
And my wife was very touched by this and very stirred up.
她就给我打电话，也和教会的弟兄姐妹们联系。
She called me and she made contact with the brothers and sisters here.
教会负责的弟兄就和我的姨父在网上有一个交通。
So the responsible brothers here had some fellowship with my uncle on Zoom.
确定他是真实悔改认罪愿意接受耶稣基督。
To make sure that he was truly repentant and willing to receive the Lord Jesus.
和他一同祷告，带他归入了我们的主耶稣。
They prayed together with him and led him to believe in the Lord.
这实在是神的大能。
And this truly was the power of God.
原来这些年来我姨父的身体越来越差。
It turns out that my uncle's health was deteriorating in these last few years.
以前他还常常去锻炼走一走路。
Before he had constantly exercised, he would frequently go on walks.
但是他的腿，他的膝盖就渐渐越来越软弱无力。
But gradually, his legs got weaker, his knees got weaker.
渐渐他就不能够再走路了。
And he could no longer walk.
连楼都下不去。
He could no longer even go down a flight of stairs.
连家门都出不去。
He was unable to go out the door of his home.
更糟糕的是他的脑后有一个血管完全堵住了。
And even worse, there was an artery in the back of his brain which was clogged.
Vein got blocked. 这个静脉堵住了。那去检查医生说已经有 95% 已经都堵住了。然后当时也做了手术，安装了一颗支架。
And so when he went to see the doctor told him that it was 95% blocked. And so they put in a stent for him.
这个让他的情况好了一段时间。
And it improved his condition for a short time.
但是过了一段以后，他的血管又堵住了。
But after some time, his vein once again was blocked.
而且因为这个血管堵住，他这个脑部的供血不足已经开始出现了帕金森的这个症状。
And as a result of this blockage, he was beginning to exhibit symptoms of Parkinson's disease.
我姨父心里很恐慌。
And so, my uncle's heart was full of terror.
他就又来到医院去求医治。
He went to the hospital, asked for their help.
但是医生检查过之后，说按他的这个年纪但他现在这个身体的状况在做任何的治疗已经没有了意义。
And the doctors told him, due to his age and his condition, there was no purpose in giving him any further treatment.
他只能够回家，能熬多久就算多久。
He could only go home and see how long he would last.
虽然医生没有明说，但是姨父知道，医生已经判了他死刑。
Although the doctor did not explicitly state this, but my uncle knew that the doctor had essentially given him a death sentence.
他只能回家等死。
He could only go home and wait to die.
这对他来说是一个非常大的打击。
And this was a great blow to him.
那个曾经风华正茂、意气风发的他，现在被囚禁在一个屋子里面，寸步难行。 只能够去等死。
This man who had been full of vigor and hope is now relegated to remaining in his own room and waiting to die.
这对他极大的一个打击。
This was a great blow to my uncle.
而往日那个浪漫的爱情早就散落成一地的鸡毛。
And the wonderful love story between my uncle and aunt had now all fallen to pieces.
他和姨之间常常有一些矛盾，有争吵，心里很痛苦。
He would have frequent conflicts with my aunt, and it was very difficult for him.
生对他来说已经没有了盼望，活着对他来说已经没有了乐趣。
His life no longer had hope, and there was no joy in living for him.
他的生命的烛已经熄灭了。
The candle, the light to his life had already been extinguished.
他的精神完全垮掉。
And his energy was completely sapped.
但是人的尽头才是神的起头。
But yet, the end of man is the beginning of God.
在他最消沉、最绝望的时候，那些他曾经听过但是拒绝了的主的话，就像一颗种子，渐渐在他的心里活了过来。
In his lowest and most hopeless point, the words that had been sowed into his heart long ago began to sprout.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
这些话让他那个曾经刚硬的心渐渐柔软了下来。
And these words gradually began to soften his once hard heart.
他开始能够相信接受主的话。
He began to be able to accept the Lord's word.
当一切的希望都破灭的时候，主的话成了他人生中的盼望。
When all of his own hope had been extinguished, then the Lord's word became his hope.
当所有的光都熄灭的时候，主的话成了他心中的亮光，成了他活下去的勇气。
When all the lights had gone out, then it was the Lord's word that became the light to his feet and the hope for his living.
所以当我太太这次回去再给他传福音的时候，时隔二十年，他终于说我愿意。
So, when my wife went back to preach the gospel to him this summer, after 20 long years, my uncle finally received the Lord. Amen.
二十年，我都不敢想象，很多的时候，我自己都已经失去了希望。
After 20 years, oftentimes in which I also had lost hope.
但是主是信实。
But yet the Lord is faithful.
他的大能远超我们的想象。
And his power goes far beyond what we can think.
信主之后，笑容又回到了我姨父的脸上，因为他的生命从此有了新的意义，新的盼望。
Amen. And after believing in the Lord, a smile returned to my uncle's face, because now he had strength for his living, and he had hope.
朋友们，我们在世上，我们都追求幸福快乐。
So dear friends, on this earth, we're all pursuing joy and happiness.
但是我们的幸福快乐是从哪里来呢？
But yet, where does our joy come from?
是健康的身体吗？顺利的工作吗？是家庭的和睦吗？朋友的称赞吗？
Is it from good health? Is it from a good family? Is it from a good job? Is it from the praise of those around us?
如果是这样，当我们渐渐老去，当我们疾病缠身的时候，我们心里还有没有平安？
If it is, then when we get old and when our bodies become weak, will we still be able to have rest in our hearts?
当我们的事情不顺利，当别人轻视我们的时候，当我们和家人之间有了矛盾，有了争吵的时候，我们里面还有没有喜乐？
When things don't go well with us, when there are conflicts between others and us and in our families, will we still be able to have joy in our hearts?
我们以为我们是自己的主人，我们以为我们能掌控我们的生命，能够掌控我们的幸福快乐。
We thought that we were our own masters, and that we could hold our fate, our joy, and our peace in our own hands.
但实际上我们不过是奴隶。
But in reality, we're nothing more than slaves.
当我们失去健康，我们心里就恐惧、害怕。
When we lose our health, we're afraid, and we're full of terror.
当我们失去工作，我们就惶恐不安。
When we lose our jobs, then we lose our peace, and we are constantly worrying.
当有人得罪了我们，我们心里就忧伤，我们就愤怒。
And when others offend us, then we are hurt within, and we are angry.
我们就好像是一个木偶一样，受人摆布。
And it's just as if we are a puppet being drawn along by others.
环境叫我们愤怒，我们就会愤怒。
If the environment is full of chaos, then we too are full of unrest.
环境叫我们沮丧害怕，我们就沮丧害怕。
If our environment causes us to be afraid, then we are afraid.
我们毫无抵抗的能力。
And we have no power to resist.
但是我们人不是就应该是这个样子的。
But we as men should not live like this.
不是只能够是这个可怜的光景。
It was not meant for us to remain in this pitiful condition.
圣经中格林多后书告诉我们说
In 2 Corinthians it tells us
就在最后的那个最后的一个经节我们有着宝贝放在瓦器里
We have this treasure in earthen vessels.
这宝贝就是基督他的生命这个瓦器就是我们的身体。
This treasure is Christ. It is the life of Christ, and the vessels are us.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃。打倒了却不致死亡。
We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed.
所以我们不丧胆。外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
And so, we are not worried. We do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing.Yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
朋友们，弟兄姐妹们，无论我们怎么努力去保养，去顾惜，我们这个身体都会衰残。
Friends and brothers and sisters, no matter how much we care for our bodies, it will deteriorate.
我们的荣耀都会过去，我们的生命终将结束。
Our glory will fade away and our lives will come to an end.
人因犯罪已经是被判了死刑的。
Because man has sinned, so he has the judgment of death on him.
但是主耶稣来到地上担当了我们的罪为我们死在十字架上三天之后又为我们从死里复活成为那赐生命的灵。
But Jesus Christ came to this earth and died on the cross for us and he bore our sins.After 3 days, he resurrected and ascended to heaven, where today he has become the life-giving spirit in us.
叫一切信他的要得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
So that all who believe in him shall receive life, and shall receive life more abundantly.
这个丰盛的生命在我们里面，胜过一切的疾病，一切的难处，甚至胜过死亡。
And this abundant life in us will overcome all sickness,All difficulties and even death. Amen.
所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新过一天。
Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
朋友们， 这样的生命你要吗？
Friends, would you like this kind of life?
我们刚才所唱的诗歌，我们是否多少平安屡屡失去，多少痛苦无需受？
As we sang in the hymn earlier, how often do we forfeit our own peace and undergo needless suffering?
主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Jesus said, all those who are weary and heavy laden should come to him and he would give them rest.
这个安息住在我们里面是任何人都不能夺去的。
And this rest that will remain in us cannot be taken away by anyone else.
无论是你苛刻的老板，是你难处的同事，是你反目的朋友，还是伤害了你的亲人，是任何人所不能夺去的。
No matter who it is, your oppressive boss, or your friends or co-workers, or family members who are in conflict with you, no one can take away this rest from you.
这个平安也是任何事情所不能夺去的。
And this rest, too, cannot be taken away by anything, any matter or situation.
不管是工作的压力，别人轻视的目光，你心中的为难，无论是疾病，是衰老，是死亡，是任何事情所不能夺去的。
The pressures of this life, the cares and concerns, the weakness in your body, nothing can take away this rest.
神所赐出人意料的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守我们的心怀意念。
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Jesus Christ.
他带我们行过死荫的幽谷，领我们来到那可安息的水旁。
He leads us through the valley of death and into, the waters of rest.
他的恩惠慈爱必一生一世随着我们。
His love and his grace will be with us throughout our entire lives.
朋友们，实在是求主柔软我们的心，让我们能够认识他，接受他的生命。
So friends, we pray that the Lord would soften our hearts so that we would be willing to receive his life.
愿我们主的心意能够成就，愿他在创世之前所预定的人都能够归他。
May our God's heart's desire be fulfilled, and all those whom he has chosen be given over to him.
Amen. 感谢主。
Amen. We thank the Lord. This is my testimony. Amen.